This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Axios is reporting a trade deal between the U.S. and China has stalled because of newly signed U.S. bipartisan legislation supporting pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong. Reuters' Eve Johnson has more.
A U.S.-China trade deal has stalled thanks to legislation that throws U.S. support behind political protests in Hong Kong. That's according to news website Axios. They cite a source close to U.S. President Donald Trump's negotiating team and said more time was also needed to allow Chinese President Xi Jinping's domestic politics to calm. The new U.S. legislation requires a yearly review of Hong Kong's special trade status based on the extent of its autonomy from Beijing. It also threatens sanctions for human rights violations. Trump signed it into law last week, despite angry objections from Beijing.
That's Reuters' Eve Johnson. U.S. President Donald Trump is heading to London today to attend the North Atlantic Treaty Organization leaders' meeting. VOA's White House correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Suara has this report from London.
Leaders this side of the Atlantic are bracing to meet Donald Trump at the NATO summit just outside of London this week. A president who no longer publicly says that the alliance is obsolete and wants to leave it, but continues to slam member countries for not meeting NATO's 2% GDP defense spending target. American officials have reassured European leaders of Washington's continued commitment, as shown by military reinforcement in NATO's eastern flank. But anxiety persists that under Trump, the U.S. is neglecting the alliance. Among Europeans' goals this week, simply avoiding a Trump flare-up, like those that have happened in past meetings. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, London.
To keep track of the NATO meetings, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, this is VOA News. While Mr. Trump is in Europe, Democratic lawmakers in Congress will take a big step this week in the impeachment inquiry of the president. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Members of the House Intelligence Committee are getting a chance to review the report before it's sent to the Judiciary Committee for Wednesday's landmark hearing. White House counsel Pat Cipollone, who calls the inquiry baseless and highly partisan, has declined an invitation for the president's counsel to appear at the hearing. Wednesday's hearing is expected to convene legal experts whose testimony, along with the report from the Intelligence Committee, could lay the groundwork for possible articles of impeachment, which the Judiciary Committee is expected to draw up soon. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The annual climate change conference opened today in Madrid. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres opened the meeting by urging countries not to give up in the fight against climate change. He went on to say the delegates must convey to the world a determination to change course on the climate.
We must finally demonstrate that we are serious in our commitment to stop the war against nature, that we have the political will to reach carbon neutrality by 2050.
Guterres cited recent scientific data showing that levels of heat-trapping gases have hit a record high, reaching levels not seen for at least 3 million years. He warns that unless emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases are sharply cut, temperatures could rise to twice the threshold set in the 2015 Paris Accord by the end of the century. The families of the two victims in the London Bridge stabbings on Friday have released statements to pay tribute as well as to request privacy. Reuters' Jason Albano reports.
The families of the two people killed in London on Friday have released heartfelt tributes. Saskia Jones and Jack Merritt were fatally stabbed in an attack on London Bridge. They were involved in a prisoner rehabilitation conference, which their attacker had also been attending. The family of Jones said the 23-year-old had a wonderful thirst for knowledge and a great passion for providing invaluable support to victims of criminal injustice. Merritt's family described him as thoughtful and empathetic while working towards helping people in the criminal justice system. The attacker, identified as Usman Khan, had been convicted of terrorism in 2012, but was let out early.
That is Reuters' Jason Albano. The European Union and the United Nations are coordinating the international efforts to assist Albania after last week's 6.4 magnitude earthquake that killed 51 people and left thousands homeless. Albania's defense minister says nearly 800 rescuers from the EU and other countries are helping with the search and rescue efforts. An EU team is leading the damage assessment and distribution of aid. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.